Good afternoon on a gray Monday across eastern New York and western New England. In some areas, it's damp. In some areas, it's icy. And in some areas, there is locally dense fog right now. Temperatures are all over the place. In some spots south of Albany, the thermometer has reached the 40-degree mark this afternoon. Compare that with temperatures across the North Country that are largely in the 20s right now. And it's that cold air trapped close to the ground, especially across the north, that will bring the potential for freezing rain heading into tonight. A reminder that freezing rain is precipitation that falls in the form of rain and then freezes on contact, and that creates an icy glaze and can certainly make travel conditions quite treacherous. So if you live along or north of I-90, those areas have the best opportunity to see freezing rain moving into the nighttime hours. Temperatures this evening will start off in the upper 20s and low 30s and then begin to slowly rise through the night. So we'll see icy areas become fewer in number overnight. But even into tomorrow morning, there is potential for some icy travel, again, mainly along and north of I-90. And those areas that are still near freezing early in the morning are likely to rise above freezing by mid-morning to potentially around noontime tomorrow. And for the rest of the area, south of I-90, it looks to be damp at times overnight into the day tomorrow. Temperatures will also warm in those areas so that as we move into the day tomorrow, especially tomorrow afternoon, we should see temperatures rise up into the 40s and 50s across the region. Wind may turn a little bit gusty southeast of Albany, but it looks like the threat for gusty winds will really be more confined to areas to the southeast, especially as southeastern New England. There may even be a few rumbles of thunder as some of that rain falls, especially south of Albany, during tomorrow afternoon. Then the storm moves away, cold air returns, so we see rain going over to snow in the mountains tomorrow night, and some of those snow showers will linger into the day on Wednesday. It'll be a gusty day Wednesday, and that will make temperatures in the 20s and 30s feel colder than that, and we're keeping it on the cold and gusty side for Thursday as well. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, cloudy with areas of freezing rain and rain. Evening, low temperatures in the upper 20s to low 30s. Temperatures will hold steady or rise overnight. Tomorrow, some icy spots during the morning, cloudy with periods of rain, turning warmer with highs in the low to mid 40s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, cloudy with areas of freezing rain and rain. Evening lows in the upper 20s to low 30s, then those numbers will slowly move up overnight. Tomorrow, some icy spots during the morning, cloudy with periods of rain, and highs in the low to mid 40s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, cloudy with areas of freezing rain and rain. Evening lows in the low to mid 30s with temperatures rising overnight. Tomorrow, a few icy spots early, then cloudy with periods of rain and possible thunder with highs in the lower 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, cloudy with areas of freezing rain and rain. Evening lows in the low 30s with temperatures rising overnight. Tomorrow, some icy spots early, otherwise cloudy with periods of rain and highs in the middle to upper 40s. Region-wide on Wednesday, a mix of sun and clouds with some scattered snow showers, especially in the mountains. Breezy with highs in the 20s and 30s. Thursday, partly sunny, breezy, and colder with highs in the teens and 20s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.